Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, February 6th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. How big was that balloon anyway? The State of the Union coming up. Will people buy what Biden is selling? And it's very cold in New Hampshire. And then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, the Chinese spy balloon. It's no longer. An F-22 blew it up 6 miles offshore in Myrtle Beach. Debris landed in the ocean that's 47 feet deep. Our military recovering as many pieces as possible. But the question is, when did the administration know there was a spy balloon over America? And were they just hoping no one noticed? If it wasn't for some guy in Montana, Larry Mayer, a newspaper photographer who just happened to be outside and look up, maybe no one would have noticed. Republicans criticized Biden for not shooting it down sooner, so the Pentagon shot back saying, you know, this happened 3 times when Donald Trump was president. What? So now the question is, why do we keep letting this happen? These balloons are huge, by the way. We don't know exactly how big this one was, but we have balloons like this. NASA does. The volume of the balloons we have, it's the size of not one Goodyear blimp, but 195 Goodyear blimps. NASA says a football stadium could fit inside one of them. Biden getting ready for his State of the Union on Tuesday. We'll see how he addresses the balloon. 9 o'clock Eastern. This is the first State of the Union. He did give a speech to a joint session of Congress in 2021. It was the 99th day of his presidency. After the speech, he's off to Wisconsin, then Florida, home of Trump and DeSantis. So he's going to talk clearly about how swimmingly everything is going. But will people believe him? 41% of Americans say they have gotten worse off financially since Joe Biden has become president. That is the highest number since Washington Post has been asking this question in 37 years. They started asking this question in 1986 when Reagan coined the "Are you better off?" question. Only 16% say they are. 60% of Democrats don't want Biden to be the nominee, and 50% of Republicans don't want Trump to be the nominee. But if those were the two nominees in 2024 and the election was today, Trump would win 48-44. Bundle up if you're headed to Mount Washington, New Hampshire. It hit a chilly wind chill of negative 108 degrees. How is that even possible? Technically, it was negative 52, but with wind gusts of 127 miles per hour, it felt a little cooler. A little fact for the global warming crowd, The Lancet in 2021 concluded that every year there's 600,000 people around the world who die from extreme heat and 4.5 million who die from extreme cold. Global warming will save lives. I'm Mike Slater, Bill's message of the day, next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, I wrote a column posted yesterday on BillO'Reilly.com about freedom. So most Americans think they're free. We are the land of the free and home of the brave, as the Star Spangled Banner goes. Yet many of us are not free. If you have no money, you are not free. If you are addicted to substance, you are not free. If you are dependent on another person for your welfare, or on a government agency for that matter, you are not free. Freedom means options, the ability for you, the American, to do different things that you would like to do, to buy wholesome food, to have a nice dwelling, to get around in a decent car. Well, all of that takes money. So money is the freedom component. And we never admit to that in America. We have this constitutional mandate that we're all free, but we don't understand what freedom requires. You have to be self-sufficient. You have to have enough resources to satisfy your debts and then leave room for you to pursue happiness. And that's the bottom line, to use a cliche. Your ability to pursue happiness the way you want equates to your freedom. Don't let the government take it away from you. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Nicole Caltagirone, Flushing, New York. I just heard that the SUNY schools in New York have made CRT courses a requirement for graduation. Okay, what is the end game? Indoctrination. New York is run by progressive left. They want all the students to be progressive left. That's what they want. I would not send my kid to a state university in New York with that requirement, period. Alfred Bays, Paris, California. I just received my gas bill. Last month it was $190. This one was $400. I used to worry about gas for my car. Now I worry about natural gas for my home. California, with all of the regulations and the taxes, you guys are the worst energy bills, I think, in the world. Not just in a country. West Richardson, Circleville, Ohio. I appreciate your tagline, no spin. Your analysis is fair. Example, you discussed the classified documents. Both Biden and Trump had people pack up their stuff and they grabbed it all. That's fair. I read both your daily and weekly column consistently. I trust you, Bill. It means a lot to me, West. You know, that's why we are here. I will never mislead you. Ever. And all of our analysis is based on facts. And if it's not, if I have to guess, I tell you it's a guess. Like the Super Bowl, I don't know who's going to win that. I'm guessing Philadelphia has a slight advantage, but depends on Mahomes' ankle. All right, but I don't know. Two very evenly matched teams. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Every year, Americans spend more than $1 billion at auctions, from lavish New York City ballrooms to barns in the Midwest. Folks hand out hard-earned cash to own a piece of history. Here are some very high-priced items sold at auction recently. First, monster movie posters. 10 years ago, a collector purchased an original print for the 1931 film Dracula at Sotheby's for $525,000. It's worth far more today. Next, Star Wars action figures. Mint condition toys now sell for $6,000 each. The original price back in 1979, $10. Music memorabilia. Last year, Paul McCartney's handwritten lyrics for the song Hey Jude sold in New York City for $900,000. Comic books, also a bestseller. Amazing Fantasy number 15, the most prized in any collection. Spider-Man's first appearance will cost you $1.2 million. Near the top of any autograph auction is history. In 1864, a year before he was assassinated, Abraham Lincoln signed 48 copies of the Emancipation Proclamation. The documents, obviously highly prized, one collector paid $4 million back in 2009. It's probably worth about $7 million now. George Washington has the honor of having the most expensive signature. In 2012, Sotheby's auctioned off Washington's personal copy of the Constitution. The book sold for $10 million. The most expensive item sold at auction, art. Leonardo da Vinci's painting titled Salvator Mundi, bought by a Saudi prince since 2017 for $500 million. But don't expect to see it anytime soon. It's only shown to foreign diplomats during visits to Saudi Arabia. And here's something else you might not know. The history of auctions dates all the way back to 500 BC. According to Greek historians, the first recorded auction sold just two items: slaves, human beings, and women for marriage. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.